Right, exactly. What's up, guys? Welcome to another episode of Schoolyard Bullshit with Doc, the Golden Child, and Sharon, and friends. But Sharon's not here, but we got Asha today, the homie.
What's up, y'all?
Yeah, Sharon's with us in spirit, but it's all good, you know what I'm saying? So,
hi, Sharon. We miss you.
As always. Shit. I'm gonna get closer. I was making sure to pick you up good. So what's up?
Nothing. What's going on?
Chilling. Same shit. Different day.
I mean,
feels good to be back.
Yes. I was about to say, we ain't been in the building in a minute.
Hell no. I've been taking a little break. Well needed.
Yes. Always. 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 Always.
You know, started your little social media thing.
Man, listen.
What are you titling it?
I don't have a title.
Oh, okay. You just kind of just like...
I just kind of do it. It was never nothing that was supposed to be, like, official. It was just something that I just started. Something I started because of, you know, stuff that people don't tell you before getting married. It's right. And it's not necessarily, like, big stuff. Like...
stuff people don't think about.
Yeah. Just be something that, like yeah, stuff that people don't think about. So right. I just started it off of the, well... you know, starting it.
Right.
Because it's not consistent at all. I don't think I recorded it in like a few days.
Yeah. So. I mean, but shit, it's like, I guess that's things you can aspire by something. It's like, okay.
Yeah.
I'll talk about this. I'll talk about that or whatever. Yeah. XYZ.
Right.
That's what's up. Yeah, you just got to keep doing this shit.
So I wanted to ask you, have you started seeing the trend on Twitter, like, you had to be there?
Yes, and I'm fucking aggravated already. I'm aggravated already. I started doing last night when I was out. I was going to just, like, Google random pictures and be like, you had to be there. Like, I was going to post a picture of, like, a toilet. You had to be there. Like, a picture of a shoebox. You had to be there. Because it's so fucking aggravating. Like, God damn.
It was fun at first, but then, like, that's how everything starts on Twitter. Yeah. I believe that it's fun at first and it's funny. And then it gets OD. Like,
yeah. Because especially, like, when they don't be good. Because some of them don't be good.
Yeah, they don't be good at all. But, like, one I seen this morning was actually good. So, it was by Blockbuster. And it was like, you had to be there. He was just like, oh, you had to go rent out a DVD and the sound quality wasn't good. I was like... Baby, these was
VHS tapes, yeah, like DVD. Like, what you talking about? Like, what?
This DVD, sir, no. Yeah. No.
Right.
These was VHS tapes. Like, what are you talking about? So that one was good because it was like, okay, so you either had to be born after 2000.
Right.
Or after 2000. Yeah. Like,
for real.
Because we knew what Blockbuster was. Yeah, like, that was a highlight of our Friday. If your mama said, let's go to Blockbuster... Oh, you got paid.
Yeah, right. You go to a sleepover at your friend house, and they let you everybody could pick out a movie or a game or some shit. Cause they had the video games too.
Yes.
Oh yeah, it was lit.
Yes, but somebody you said some of the stuff be OD. Like they did one with Dej Loaf. I'm like, okay, like
with Dej Loaf.
Yeah.
She's still
relevant.
That's what I'm saying. She's still around. Like she ain't go nowhere.
Yeah.
Like so. Was that the one with like it was pictures of like with Lil Durk or something? Or,
yeah.
Yeah. I was like. But wasn't that just for like a video or something?
Yeah, that was for a video. So I'm like, what was the point? Yeah. I thought the point was you had to be there. Was just stuff that
like an era, like you remember, like
yeah, like the guy that you followed that was like, I remember when y'all wore the clear forces, the plastic had the plastic in it.
Yeah.
That guy,
yeah.
So it just, I feel like it was for nostalgia purposes. Yeah. I thought,
but. Yeah, he'd be funny. He'd be snapping. He's like, I remember that. Like you used to think you was doing something,
and we did. So I don't know what you know,
he posted one the other day about like the G-Unit tank tops with like the little color like the tank part or whatever.
Yes.
I had sent that shit to Dre and he was like, man, I used to want this shit so bad. I'm like, I bet your ass did. I said, I'm glad there was some of the eras that I didn't get into. Like I had some eras that I got, like the baggy jeans and all that shit and all that. But some shit I missed. I'm like, I'm glad I never, like my motherfuckers walking around the mall with them YOLO shirts on and shit.
YOLO.
YOLO, when Drake had said, you only live once, that's a motto.
And then
everybody had YOLO on their shirt.
Yes. I didn't get into that one. I think I got into Melissa's.
Oh, yeah. All the girls had those. But that was like, what, middle school? No, elementary school? Or was that middle school?
That was like elementary, middle school.
Yeah, going into like middle school, I think.
And my
mama
was like, you better get you a black belt. Cause I ain't finna be buying all these different colors. Oh,
right, nigga. Are those still around? I wonder those still around.
Like, I'm sure you can find them on Amazon.
Oh yeah, probably. Cause I heard that. eBay. I heard them. I think they used to call like JNCO jeans, like them, like the white people used to wear, like the real baggy ones.
Yeah,
I think I heard they're coming back, but not like, I think they're making them like regular jeans.
And
now.
That was another thing I was looking at. So I was on Fashion Nova the other day, and I'm just like, so every, like, my mom was like saying like trends always come back.
Oh yeah,
around.
They do.
And now I'm looking at Fashion Nova, and it's really like actually true, like. Oh, the baggy jeans for women are coming back.
Yeah, apparently I've been seeing that on like Twitter, like mm-hmm. like the what's this generation? What are they? The millennial? No, are they the millennials or are they
Gen Z?
They're
supposed to be athletes.
Yeah, okay, so they saying like Gen Z is like saying that skinny jeans is dead. Like, what are y'all talking about? Like,
I love me a good skinny jeans.
That's what I'm saying. I'm skinny. What you want me to do?
Like, I don't think like the
baggy
real,
jeans is uncomfortable.
I
just
say I don't think that like the Lil Wayne baggy jean big T era is gonna come back because y'all just look fucking stupid.
Yeah, exactly. But just like you, like the, like jeans with like room in them is coming back. Okay.
I'm about to say for women probably because I think it was Sweetie who put on like a big leggy jean with some ones and it looked really good or a crop top. So it's like almost like a fashion thing now.
I kind of feel like that was already like a thing. Like start, like I thought like sometimes girls will wear like some baggy type, like cargo type pants with like some sneakers or something. Like I've seen that before.
Yes, but these are like the wide leg ones.
Oh, okay.
So like the cargo ones sometimes like squeak, like.
They come down.
Yeah.
Or not come down. Like, they like grab your ankles.
Yeah. These are just go past like your ones, but you get to still see that I have on like a silver toe one or Royal Toe one,
whatever.
Like
yeah,
that.
You can still tell.
Yeah,
what it is.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So,
that's what you finna get you some?
No. If I get skinny, I am.
That ain't your steez.
Yeah, not right now. Cause I ain't skinny. I can't wear no crop top. You know, I got the little stretch marks and stuff going on. But if I get fine, I'm gonna get me some. So, just stay tuned.
Girl, shut up. You stupid. That shit funny.
So. Yeah, I was looking at the, you had to be there this morning. Oh, the Gen Z's from my TikTok are trying to cancel Eminem.
Cancel? What the fuck he done said some wild shit back in the day, but he not even doing anything right now. What y'all want to cancel him for? So what specifically are they trying to cancel him for?
For what the stuff he said in the past.
Like, who gives a fuck? You know how much money Eminem got? Y'all don't need to play one more Eminem song. He's fine. Like, who gives a fuck?
He would cancel y'all in a song. And us millennials be like, this shit fine. And y'all whole generation cancel because y'all trying to cancel him.
This motherfucker had like made a career about talking about how he want to kill his mama. Like, who get, like, what y'all, but y'all are gonna cancel for that. Like, he probably, because he said some homophobic shit.
No, I'm sure it's that, plus all the other stuff that he has said in the past or even current. Well, I can't even think of nothing really current.
I don't think he said, because it's so funny. I know he used to say, like, homophobic shit back in the day, but, like, that's what's so funny about, like, this younger generation. Like, they don't, like, research. Like, he done, like, made amends with all those people and, like, he actually, like, already did the work.
Yeah.
And then, now y'all trying to, like, it's like, y'all can't.
Yeah, like we're good.
Yeah, it's the same thing that Charlamagne be saying. Like nowadays, y'all would never let Malcolm Little become Malcolm X.
Yeah,
because it's like y'all don't believe in like
people can change. Yeah, but for y'all to go back, Eminem is not relevant. Eminem is not a relevant rapper. He's not. Present, even when he did come out, I think it was the BET Awards.
The most recent one. Or not the most recent. That was his most, like a few years ago.
About, you know, how Trump is a dumbass or whatever like that. Like, that was, like, the most recent stuff that he did. I know he'd be on, he'll go to, like, different podcasts.
Oh, he
to
does?
Talk.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and I know he, you know, say shit, but, like, when I was looking at, like, looking up the stuff they were talking about on TikTok, it was basically from the old stuff. It was just, like, he was like,
so
I was like looking at, I'm like, imagine being present in that. Like when we did hear, like when I first heard about him killing his mom, I'm like, well, damn, what did she do?
Yeah, exactly. We didn't even. And then and part of that was like, well, he white, so you know they be mad.
So we was like, this ain't for us, but this shit good.
Yeah, like he can rap though.
Yeah, white boy can rap, but that's about it. We went about our day, and I think that's the biggest like lesson I think like Gen Z will never learn about. Letting shit go. It didn't hurt. Like I shouldn't say it didn't hurt. It probably did hurt some people, but in our generation, we listened to something and it was just like, well, that's that bullshit.
Yeah.
And just went on about our day.
Exactly. And I think part of that, it's like that. And it's like, well, at least a bit like from the black perspective, like how we were talking the other day on the phone, like mm-hmm. how like I got like white friends. It's like they'll be more upset about certain shit than I'd be about like yeah. racial shit. And for me, it's like, well, damn, I've been black my whole life, so I'm kind of used to like shit being like, we know at yeah. a base level the yeah. world is fucked up. Yeah. So like yeah. it makes life a lot easier. Yeah. But sometimes the white people realize like, oh my goodness, it's so bad out here. Like, yeah, motherfucker, it's bad.
We've been trying to tell y'all yeah, that, but
and, like they be getting so mad about shit. But it's like, bro, like we already know how it is. So yeah. like we kind of like we focus our anger or up like our rage at like shit that we deem more like important. Like yeah. what the fuck is canceling Eminem gonna do?
Nothing. Like, and he can't technically be canceled if he's not active.
That's like, what I'm saying. And he's rich as fuck. What yeah, you gonna do? Take like, his money? Oh, yeah. like, I want my money back that I gave you. Yeah. And these motherfuckers wasn't even probably born when this motherfucker was at the peak of his career.
Like, I didn't never have to buy a CD or whatever. The fact that y'all are streaming his music to point out these different things, y'all are giving him
money.
The 0.0001 cent, whatever, of what that stream is.
Right. But, shout out to Joe Budden. How much is what is a stream? How much is a stream worth? Nobody knows. But that shit crazy.
And that
though.
Is like that is a very important question, but
exactly because
nobody really knows.
Nobody knows, yeah. And they're not telling. They're not giving them analytics. Not
yeah,
but yeah, that shit. I don't know. Like, what the fuck is like? It doesn't matter. Like, it's just. And then like, I have like a dark sense of humor. I think everything's funny. Like, honestly, like mm-hmm. some shit people get like upset about. I'll be like, so, like, if I see a good abortion joke, I'm going to laugh.
You still.
But some people don't like, they be
abortion
like,
jokes,
yeah, they be like, oh, you shouldn't joke about stuff like that. I'm like, man, if it's funny, it's funny. I'm sorry. Legit. It's just like how we were talking the other day about the, I mean, this wasn't a joke, but like the boy that was getting paid from like his classmates was saying the N-word or whatever.
The N-word pass. So basically, what me and Doc are speaking about, this 11-year-old boy was charging his white friends to say the N-word.
Yeah.
Giving them a pass to say nigga. Basically, I guess what it was...
But how much did he make? He made like
he made almost $1,000. So
that is an entrepreneur. Yeah, we need to applaud this young man.
Listen, I'm with you when you're right, because I didn't see the. I guess like in the group chat when we was talking about it, they said they seen something wrong with it because how derogatory the word is, but at the same time, white people say nigga when we're not around.
Exactly, we know they do.
And if you say if a white person say nigga in front of you or whatever, you're gonna be ready to beat their ass or whatever like that.
Yeah.
But it's like, okay, well y'all say it behind our back anyway, so if you want to say it in front of me, I'm about to profit off of this.
Exactly.
Give me your money or whatever. Because if you call me nigga, I'm gonna beat your ass anyway and still take your money.
Exactly.
So
I'm going to your pockets either way. So like either so I'm gonna give you the choice. Like that's how I looked at it. It wasn't me. It wasn't like him like being a sellout. To me, I looked at it as like he was like, okay, I'm gonna give you an ultimatum. Either A, I can fuck you up, or you can give me everything in your pocket. Well, the choice is yours. And the white boy said, you know what? I don't want to get fucked up. Here you go. That's how I look at it.
Yeah. And then on top of that, when I was reading the article, he's adopted, by the way.
Oh, right. You said by white parents, right?
Mm-hmm. His mom is white, and she felt like she failed him because he's saying this word, nigga, and she does not know how to navigate that word with having a black child.
Mm-hmm.
So then if you say that's yourself, exactly. So
and then on top of that, I wonder what age she was when she adopted him, because that could have an effect on it, too.
Exactly.
If he was already, like, 10 years old or something.
They was like, so they were saying that he goes to a very diverse school
which is good.
But the whites still outweigh by the black kids or whatever.
The proportions.
So if he's hearing it and he's not understanding, oh, this is a bad term, or I don't necessarily know like the real background of the situation. He's 11, if he doesn't know this is a bad word, but he just constantly hearing these white kids say nigga, he's kind of like probably like for some reason I have a feeling I ain't supposed to be saying this, so let me go ahead and like get that money up off you say it and I get your ass.
Like he kind of knows like society, like as from like a societal standpoint that they're not supposed to say it, but he don't really understand why.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
Probably what it is. He just know that they're not supposed to say it.
And like in the article, she was just like, yeah, I was trying to like teach him how to be woke. And I'm like, you're a white woman. What is teaching to be woke? What does that look like?
Yeah.
What's the bullet points? What?
So that's the thing. What's like, if if you're not going to be proactive with it, then what the fuck is the point?
Yeah. And on top of that, what are you teaching him about being woke? What does, like, because as a black person, I don't know what that is.
Yeah.
I look at being woke as being aware
of
knowing that the shit is fucked up.
Like, knowing your history and this and that and stuff like that.
Exactly. And on top of that, once you understand that systematically that this whole America shit is fucked up, I feel like you won't never understand it from the top all the way to the bottom. Yeah. Like, the top always affects the bottom. So whatever you think about being poor in poverty is because something about the top makes the bottom poor in poverty. Exactly. And it's mostly Black people that are affected by it. So I didn't look at him being a sellout. I just look at it as he's trying to navigate this world with a white parent. Mm-hmm. Because how is now a white parent going to teach their Black son that nigga is a bad word?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, you can't say the N-word. But when he goes to school, his Black friends calling each other nigga.
Yeah. And like you said, he got that white parent, so like he just confused as fuck.
Yeah, exactly. Like, what is she gonna say?
She can't.
Yeah,
she can't. Like, she really can't. Like, maybe she gotta like bring like one of her like Black friends in or some shit.
Oh, I'm the white woman with the Black
friend. Yeah, the one Black friend. that shit was so funny on Twitter. Yeah, was that yesterday when y'all went to Tampa? That was yesterday, right?
Yeah.
And you talking about some of the, it's always the same, the Black woman with the white dude. But they all look the same, bro.
So one was with her friends. I guess they went to go hang out. Her braids looked a hot mess. Oh, man. All right, whatever.
Like, she had new growth and all that shit.
Man, listen. Like, it's just like she didn't even go to like a Black person to get her done. It looked a mess.
Yeah, you just see
it. Then the next white, the next Black girl I seen that was with a white man, she had like one B and one A in her. Like, the Blacks didn't even match her.
Oh, the color. Yeah, the color, right.
It's always y'all. It's never like no sister. Like, it's always y'all. But, you know, whatever floats your boat, y'all probably be on yachts and stuff every weekend.
Exactly. and she let him say nigga all the time, so it's fine. Yeah.
So then we're right back to point B about why the Black boys charge their ass $20 to $50 and say the N-word.
Exactly.
And they dumbasses paid it. So that's why I don't call him a seller. I'm like, if as a white person...
That's an entrepreneur right there.
Exactly. If as a white person, this Black kid said, pay me $20 to $50 and say the N-word... And that the fact that the 11-year-old white kids have that much money to get to say it.
And fucking what? Well, he's what, 11?
11.
So this is what, like elementary school?
Sixth grade.
Middle school.
That they have the money to pay it.
Because I wouldn't walk around with that type of money in fucking middle school. For what?
For what?
I ain't got no car. Where I'm going? Well, I ain't going nowhere for lunch.
So first of all, my mama would always say, you go get something from that lunchroom.
Exactly.
You don't need nothing from that a la carte.
Exactly.
Because I think that's the first time I seen the a la carte was...
Shit, we didn't have it till, high school. I went to Gibbs. That's when I had it. That's when we had it.
Yeah, I had, like, the ones that was in the hallways was in high school. But we had, like, at John Hopkins, we did in the lunchroom have, like, a certain area where you could get, like, different snacks and stuff like that.
Oh, okay.
But at Bogey, that's when shit got lit. And even then, my mama wouldn't give me that. Give me no money just to spend. If I got free lunch, that's what I'm going to do.
That's what you're going to get, We're going to save this money.
Okay.
Until you started working on your own and get you. Would you work in high school? You worked in high school, right?
At 17, so.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I worked senior year.
Yeah. So was it later?
Because I had, OJT, like we could leave school and go to work or whatever.
So that was, that was almost lit. Dang, you used to get wings and all that stuff. So I'm sure the wings was not good for us.
Right. And it used to be them big ass chicken wings. Mm-hmm. They just throw them bitches in the microwave and with some shit. We ain't give a
exactly.
Fuck.
But we knew. But them things was good to us. So
Fucking, we ain't had that shit till high school. That should be funny. Like I know you on Twitter, you was like, "Is it still gonna be a flex for kids like to leave to go to the doctor and come back with McDonald's?"
Yeah, they said one girl was like, she do that to her kids every time they go.
She gotta go pick them up or whatever,
And have to come back. She's like, they always walk in when they McDonald's. I'm like, that's a big flex.
Yeah, because shit, they was gone, they missed lunch. You know what I'm saying? Yeah,
and they come back with this nice ass smelling good McDonald's.
I ain't had McDonald's in years.
Pork thing. Wait, the fries are good. Fuck y'all healthy ass niggas.
Trust me. I am not healthy. I just don't really eat fast food. Well, like, I'm the type of nigga, like, I'll be like, I don't eat McDonald's, and then I'll turn around and eat Taco Bell. So it's like,
okay.
So like,
got it.
Exactly.
Okay.
So like, don't get me wrong. Like, I still eat like shit, but it's just like, I just don't really eat fast food like that.
Okay. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Man, small fry, fresh fries. Get the job done.
Oh, yeah. Get them. Yeah. Oh, make sure they fresh.
Please.
I know they probably be tired of that shit, but like working at McDonald's and shit.
Yes.
Like, damn.
All right.
And you know, I feel like they just be like, oh, yeah, they fresh. I feel like they just be saying it.
They are. They be hot.
That don't mean they fresh though. Do it. It worked for you. Yeah, like. That's so goddamn funny. That is so funny. But shit. What we was gonna talk about, what the fuck was it? It might not even be relevant no more.
Yeah.
I think it was some shit about Khloe, I think we was gonna talk about, but that was
Khloe
like
Khloe Kardashian?
No, isn't that the wasn't it the singer? Isn't her name?
Oh.
The twin? Or no, yeah. Are they twins? They're not twins.
No, they're not twins. They're just sisters. Khloe and Halle ain't about how... Yeah, I think we just had a discussion about it.
Yeah, we was on the phone talking about it.
Yeah, we was on the phone talking about it, but now it's like kind of irrelevant.
Yeah, but I was thinking about some shit like... Because you
Khloe
know...
still on the ground popping her shit, and that's all I wanted.
I know, right?
Yeah, that's it. Don't let these peons stop you.
Right, like, bitch, you fine as fuck and you rich as fuck. Okay. Like, who cares a fuck, like...
Exactly.
People gonna say whatever, like...
Yeah, even if you didn't do it, they still gonna say...
They gonna find a reason.
Yeah, right, exactly.
And now she just got on Twitter now, so...
Yeah.
Like, she just... Yeah. I think she only had Twitter for, like, maybe 2 weeks or some shit.
Yeah.
Because I know Beyonce had dropped her new line. Her new collection.
Yeah.
And, like... I just found it weird because everybody, okay, so like Blue Ivy or whatever, she was in the little promotional materials. Mm-hmm. And I just thought it was kind of weird. Like everybody on the internet was like, I don't know. It's like they were just so obsessed with her. I don't know. It made me feel uncomfortable for some reason. Like,
really?
Yeah. Like, I don't know.
Well, the reason on my timelines that I kept seeing her is because when she was younger, when she was like 1 or 2 years old, when she was a toddler or whatever. They used to talk so much trash about Blue Ivy's hair.
Mm-hmm.
About washing, combing, perming, da 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 da. And
why would you perm a baby's hair?
Exactly. That was like basically.
That shit can damage your fucking hair.
This was way before the natural was a thing or whatever.
But still, a 2 year old though? Like, they got that's just common sense though.
I don't see a 2 year old with weaving her hair because her mama didn't want people to know that her baby hair was short.
So. Okay.
It's a child. We're here. I get it. Yes, I definitely get it. But it's at the same time, like a lot of adults used to talk shit about the baby hair or whatever like that. And now in these ad campaigns, we see that, you know, what whoever Beyonce has around her knows what to do with her hair because now her hair is longer than a lot of y'all hoes. Like, literally.
Yeah.
Her natural hair is.
Yeah.
So I think that's why she was like, I've seen.
Okay.
Like, why everybody was kind of obsessing over it, because it's like, people who, I guess, who really don't like Beyonce or, you know, think she's overhyped or whatever like that, or, like, just people on the internet, you just, like, are really mean to Blue Ivy for whatever reason, especially when she was younger, about her hair and stuff, like, why isn't comb, why she won't do this, da da da, and now look at her hair.
Yeah.
So,
okay, maybe that's what it was. Because I feel like, why is these fucking adults obsessed with a child? Like, that should be making me feel uncomfortable. Like how people, like, will post pictures of, like, babies on the internet and be like, it's almost like they fetishize them. It's like, oh, I want my baby, when I have a baby, I want my baby to look like this or this and that. Like, not to say they was doing it with Blue Ivy, but I've seen it, like it on the internet, like, with kids.
It was a trend on TikTok about that.
It's just weird.
The TikTok trend was, was you surprised about how your baby turned out?
Okay.
After having the baby.
Mm-hmm.
And
like did they come out of, like, how you expected or how you thought or something like that?
And most of it was interracial couples,
of course,
showing their children. And so I'm like, this is kind of fetishy. Like, this is kind of cringe, because what did you think your child was gonna come to be?
Yeah.
Because some of them be like, oh, I thought it was going to be look like me, caramel skin, da da da. I'm like, you could not have thought that for real, if you're with a purely Irish, whatever, Scottish, European, white
from
person.
From the Caucasus Mountains.
How did you really think that?
Yeah.
And so, basically when the children come out, they'll have like green eyes or they'll have blue eyes or blonde hair, like come out like these different looking children. And I'm like, so y'all really didn't pay attention to biology.
Yeah, like what the fuck, like, y'all thought was gonna happen?
Y'all just blinked your eyes and, you know, went to sleep in class and did not pay attention about how genes and genetics work or whatever like that. Because even, you know, me and Shane, we're both black.
Mm-hmm.
We're both different colors of black or whatever. That's why I feel like even black, when they call us black, I feel like that's still like a stupid ass term, because different. I'm brown.
Yeah, it's different. Yeah, technically, yeah. Yeah. I know what you mean. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, this is black.
Yeah, exactly. And so, anyway, like, when it comes to, like, me being pregnant with Zoe, it was, in my head, I did have, like, dang, I wonder who is she going to look like?
What? Yeah, but that's normal, though. Stuff.
Exactly, yeah. That's normal. And so, when she came out the way she did, I was just like, I kind of figured that she'll have my color, but look like
more Shane. Like him in the face or yeah, whatever. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. But even still then, that just still, like, just little characteristic traits or whatever. Even by us, like, talking about having another baby, I feel like our son gonna do the same thing. Have my color probably be the height of Shane's dad, and you seen how tall he is.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But have Shane features.
Right, right,
so
right.
So it's just like, but this trend didn't say that. This trend was just like an obsession of what interracial babies look like.
Like, were they upset about how they babies
look?
No.
Oh, they were very excited, but it was just, to me, it felt cringy and fetishy because it's just like, y'all thought y'all kids gonna come out looking a certain type of way, and they didn't. But how did y'all figure that if y'all know how genetics work?
Yeah.
You're with a purely white man that have blue-green eyes.
Yeah.
White people's eyes come in all different
colors, yeah. It can happen to black people, too, but it's rare. It's more rare, but yeah. But
and,
yeah.
And then you're a black woman, or even vice versa. Mm-hmm. How did y'all think that? Because the lineage of that. You know what I'm saying? Like, the reason why I'm like, Xavier's mom, which is my she's very light-skinned. And so I know somewhere down the line, it was some white men involved. Yeah. Don't know where, but it was some white men involved. Even if so, if you're with this purely, purely white man or woman, what did y'all think it's going to do?
Right.
Like, this is not a vanilla swirl. Like, what?
Like, they thought the baby was going to come out like, we're just...
I don't know. So I think certain trends can get fetishy because of what y'all think kids supposed to look like, or what y'all dream, like, oh, I really want this chocolate baby. Like,
because it almost makes it seem like if you don't get that, you're not going to fuck with the kid. Like, you're not going to like your kid or some shit. Which I feel like probably happens. We probably don't hear about it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because that's fucking, I don't know, that's weird.
Yeah, it definitely is.
But it's like, I had seen like I think it was on Twitter, but I had seen like a good post or whatever. And basically, like, just to sum it up, it was like basically somebody posted like a picture, like a baby, smiling or something. And somebody was like, oh, like the caption was like, well, how could you not want to have a baby so you can see this every day? Or something to that effect. And somebody retweeted it and was like, this is a problem. Like y'all, people need to like stop having kids because you want like a cute pet. Essentially,
yes.
Like you don't understand, you have to raise this thing. This is responsibility. Like, I know what people like, 18 years, like, this is a lifetime. It's past 18 years. My mom is 61 years old, you know what I'm saying? Like, this is way, I'm 30 years old, like, this shit don't end, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, and you're like molding this person, you know what I'm saying? Like, you raising this living, breathing thing or whatever. It's like, it's not a fucking pet, you know what I'm saying? Like, they act like, oh, it's a cute fucking puppy or something, you know what I'm saying? Like, and it's just weird, like, that's your fucking kid. Like, that's a fucking human. You know what I'm saying? Like, like, that's just weird. Like, don't have kids if that's what you, it's not a fucking baby doll. Like, I don't know. Like, and it'd be people that's like, that you would think old enough to know better. You know what I'm saying? Like, they mid to late 20s and they had this mindset. It's like, that's so odd. Like, like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Like, it's a living, breathing thing. And you act like it's a goddamn, I don't know, like a toy. I don't know. Yeah. It's just weird.
Yeah, yeah. Like you say, it's not a cute. What did they say?
They act like it's like a pet or something.
Yeah,
in a way.
It's not a cute pet.
It's a living, breathing thing. Yeah. Like y'all be having kids just because y'all want like a cute thing.
Like
it's gonna stay that way.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like it's gonna stay that size.
Zoe
forever.
Is torching the household right now. So I don't.
Zoe wake up every day and choose violence.
It's right. As soon as sis touched the floor. Is on and popping.
She knocking
you. It's a 2 out of 10 for me, guys. Like, it's not. I don't recommend it. When they're you know, infants, yes, it's cute, googa googa googa. But when they become toddlers, I don't know who this child belongs to, who she is.
Cause she not two. She'll be two this year, right?
She'll be two in May.
In May, okay.
So we got 2 months.
Then it's really gonna start.
Oh, I'm
gonna
pop that ass.
Oh, then it's not safe enough to pop.
she getting popped right now, which brings up me to the next topic. So I put this on Twitter that I tried the gentle parenting.
Oh, like talk to him and this and that. Like she understand what the fuck you, like, she really understand that shit. Reasoning. You tried to reason with a one-year-old?
Yes.
Man. Yeah, all right.
Before I knew it, I had a pop zone and put her in her, in her bed. Like, never mind. Forget it. I'll just be the bad parent. Yep. I'll just be that bad parent. Because the fuck?
I think that's interesting. So I feel like it might not happen all the time, but I feel like it's more common for like women to like when they have a daughter, like I feel like that's like the mom like more disciplines the kid, the daughter it seems like, and like the dad more the son sometimes. It seems like it didn't really happen in my house. Like it was kind of like my grandma used to beat our ass. Like yeah. My mom ain't really whoop us.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And my daddy never did, but like it was all.
So
I think
it all depends. So like I was just talking to one of the couples that we hang out with, right?
Mm-hmm.
They have three kids. They have two daughters and a son or whatever. And he does get involved in the discipline and depending on the level of what happened.
Okay.
So he was like, if it's a misdemeanor, his wife can handle it.
Okay.
If it's a felony level, that's what
got you. Because it might like the severity of it. Like the kid might not take the mom that serious. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
I
then
it's
that too. So then it's the authority figure, right?
Right.
Or
right.
The
right.
Disciplinary or whatever. And like I think when as a kid you hear your dad when he say no, his tone is different than mine.
Mm-hmm.
Like Shayon's tone is totally different than mine when I say no. Like even though my no is
and y'all both be serious.
Yeah. Yeah. His tone and his deep voice and the like the bass is probably what scares kids the most.
That makes sense. Because even with my nephew, like he'll like try to like get slick sometimes with my mama, and I'll be like, "Hey, we ain't doing that." And his face, he'll fix that shit. He'll be like, "Oh shit, let me talk."
See, and it's like that's why I feel like sometimes it's kind of is important to have that two-parent household because of that. Not saying women can't do but it's just the simple fact, I think when that man is able, you know, to kind of address the felony offenses of when a child is acting up, it kind of does change, like, how you raise the kid a little bit.
True, maybe true. Like, it's, it's good to have that, you know, like, that brain. Like, you have somebody you can bounce shit off of, like, okay, this shit ain't working. Maybe you need to go in there and crack some skulls. Like, maybe you need
headlock something. I don't know.
Give him a noogie or some shit.
All that. Because I think, too, because, like, with my friends that have older kids, is, you know, just some of the stuff they tell me, and I'm like, well, what did her dad say, or what did his dad say? It's just like, they really didn't do nothing.
Yeah.
So I think it all depends, too, you know, what type of person you choose to procreate with as well.
Yeah, and that's some shit, motherfuckers. Really, that's what we really need to talk about. Motherfuckers just be out here just because, like, that's the thing. Like, I mean, it might sound fucked up to say, but fuck it. A lot of these people that got kids, them motherfuckers was accidents. They did not plan to have them goddamn kids. Please. I don't give a fuck what nobody say. You know what I'm saying? Because motherfuckers don't even be in relationships and be out getting pregnant by motherfuckers.
Yeah.
So it's like, you can't tell me that shit was on purpose. Like, that was an accident. Yeah. Don't get me wrong. You love your kid. You got a cute kid. That's what's up. Yeah, but that wasn't. If it was your ideal situation, that motherfucker wouldn't be here right now. You know what I'm saying? So, like.
Yeah.
But it's like. But it sounds fucked up to say that.
Yeah, of course.
But it's the truth, though.
Yeah, I was about to say, I think. People say, you know, it's important to choose your partner, because it is. It's very important to choose your partner, because as much as work is, as much work as it takes to raise a child, it's even double the work when you're doing it by yourself.
Yes, yes,
exactly. When you're primarily doing it by yourself.
Right.
I know a lot of y'all want to be stay-at-home moms. 0 out of 10. I don't recommend.
Right, we were talking about that the other day.
Yeah,
too.
it's a lot of work. It just I love it, but it just still is just it's a lot of work to do by yourself, and
because you still got to do shit. You still got to run errands.
Exactly.
And, like you said, if the baby gets sick at school, you got to go do that.
Yeah, you got to go pick him up. And Stan is a wonderful provider. He's a wonderful support system. And I couldn't imagine not having that support system. Hell, I'm here now recording because Stan at home with the baby.
Right.
You know, I'm sure.
And then later on when he do his podcast.
Yeah, exactly.
This night, it's going to switch off. Yeah.
Exactly. And then, even if I had to bring Zoe with me, he would probably be hitting me up like, you all right? You need me to come get her or whatever like that. Like, so it's very important in my head to have a like to pick a good partner. Now, what's her name? She's a singer, and I cannot think of her name right now.
Oh.
She chose a partner. She said she didn't really want to be in a relationship when she had a baby. So she
Want to be in a relationship when she had a baby.
Yeah, she chose. So okay. She would rather choose a partner. So say you meet a female who's just like, I want to have a baby, and I want you to be a
partner. Oh, okay. I got you. Like, kind of like a sperm donor type situation?
Yes, kind of. Okay. But he's involved in the child's life.
Oh, okay. But they're not together.
They're not.
Oh, it's literally together. A partnership.
It's literally
oh,
that's a interesting. Partnership. Exactly.
I've never heard that before. That's yeah, interesting.
That was, she was the first person ever.
That might actually, I wonder if that would work. Like, has she had
success she's, with it? They're good.
Oh, okay. That's interesting.
What is her name?
She's a black lady?
She's a black woman, yeah.
That's interesting.
She's a singer. Yeah. I can't think of her name right now. I really can't. But so, and I'm like, you know, that might be good too. Like you just said, it's interesting and it works for them in their situation. But
I think it's because essentially at the very least, it's just co-parenting.
Yes.
Like with a good relationship, like at the very minimum.
Exactly. So I guess it was like
at the base level, rather.
You found a good person to procreate with because you wanted a baby. And somebody that would raise your baby to the best of their standards that you felt that was good. Mm-hmm. And it's people in relationships who don't really know what type of, how they were raised or know what type of parent they're going to be until after they have a kid.
Yeah.
That you don't mean in a relationship with this person.
Yeah. So, because it's just, I mean, it's just like, they say you never really know somebody till you live with them.
Yeah.
Like, you could be the, like, I got homies that I love, but I would not want to live with none of them niggas. You know what I'm saying? Like, I do not want them to be my roommate.
Yeah.
Love niggas to death, but y'all can't stay here.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
No.
And it's the same thing, like, I imagine it's the same thing, you know, I don't got no kids, but I imagine it's the same thing, like, okay, you've been with this person, y'all been dating, y'all in a relationship, y'all get married or whatever, XYZ, so now y'all living together, and it's like, okay, now y'all learning that field or whatever, and now y'all gonna introduce a child, like, that's another thing y'all gotta learn. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's like levels or whatever.
Yeah. So it's just like, but I think it goes back to how the person was raised. You don't know how that person was raised and what lessons and stuff they're gonna instill into your child. So then when, you know, dude get up and leave and don't wanna take care of the child no more, yes, y'all been together for 2-3 years, but you didn't see or you ignored or you didn't see those characteristics in him while y'all were dating.
Yeah.
At least with the partnership, the guy could be like, oh, yeah, I want a baby too.
Yeah.
So let's have a baby together.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Huh. Mm-hmm. Maybe I might have to do that one day.
So I do remember one of the topics that, like, speaking of relationships and stuff like that, one of the topics I did want to get into with you about was the Lori Harvey.
Oh, okay, okay, that's what it was.
Yes,
okay.
It was Lori Harvey about how she's out here fighting and a hoe.
Is she, though? Is she, though?
I don't think she is.
I don't think she is, neither. Like, I think she's doing what she need to be doing.
She's 24, 25 years old?
Yeah, she's young. What the fuck was y'all doing? Well, that's for one, that's one thing.
And that's the biggest thing, I think, is because we weren't out there doing it. So now when we see another woman doing it. So, okay, let me start from the top. The biggest flaw that I see that people give, the biggest L that I see that they, like,
they try to put on her or whatever,
is the fact that she dated Diddy's son and then went and dated the dad.
You gotta, you just secure the bag. What are we doing?
Shut the
hell up. What are you talking about? Like, don't get me wrong. We've all had a situation where, like, you start to talk to that one person and then you meet the people that's in their circle, you're like, fuck, I picked the wrong friend. That's all she did.
Man, Sayan has a lyric in her song. It was just like, so I won't pick the wrong nigga, make sure you tag all your friends.
Yeah, that's all. She's like, fuck, I picked the wrong.
Yeah, so that's basically, I feel like the same thing. Like, yeah, like, I remember it was like, oh, her morals, da-da-da. Like, okay, if that's the only thing that you're going to give her an L on, that she dated a son.
And then the dad. Did she do it at the same time? No. Then leave him the fuck alone.
I was just about to say, and then she's not talking.
Why don't y'all get on Diddy?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Because like, he's the older. I mean, they all adults, but he's the adult.
He's the adult. Yeah. He's the dad of of his son. And so that was my frustration with this whole thing. It's like, is that if that's the only L you can give her, then fine, give her the L, but then move on.
Yeah.
Like, quit trying to say that she's not worthy of love or any of these type of things. Michael B. Jordan
or Michael B. is a lame or a simp.
How?
Niggas hate women. Motherfuckers hate women.
Tell me more.
They clearly do. Cause it's like, literally, like, women can't do shit. Women can't breathe without motherfuckers getting mad at them. Like, I swear to God. Like, she literally, like I said with Diddy shit, he's the adult. Like, he's the one that was like, damn, son, you gotta find a girl. Like, as soon as they break up, you holler at her?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I refuse to believe that she threw herself at him. You know what I'm saying? But nobody is, Diddy isn't the bad guy or whatever.
Right. Y'all not giving him no slap for that. Yeah. Like, y'all put it all on
her. And not to say that he's bad. Like, they're all consenting adults, like you said, but they, like, how the fuck is that her? It takes two to tango. Like, how, you can't just button on her. And they like, oh, she moving this way. She was with Fuchsia. Like, okay. He like a cool dude.
And Future is with somebody else as we speak
Dior or something like that.
Dior.
Yeah.
So it's just like, y'all don't never say nothing about Future than the way he moved, all because he has not messed with a mom and a daughter.
Yeah.
That's all.
Like, even if he did, nobody would.
Nobody would give a fuck. Yeah. So it's just I'm not a feminist. I'm not none of that. But I am an equal opportunity.
I hate hypocrisy.
Yeah,
I'm the same way. Yeah, I hate hypocrisy. Like, I feel like it should all be the same. As long as you're safe and y'all doing the thing, like.
Right.
Why does it matter? She's rich as fuck.
I feel like men put women's worthiness into
a man or into
How much they should get. I don't give a damn if she done slept with the whole industry. She is still worthy of safe love.
Yeah.
She's worth protecting. She's worth all those things regardless on who she's been with.
Yeah.
So it's just like, I don't like how we attach our pussy to how much worthiness we should have.
And that's another thing. I think people fail to realize, like, it's level to this shit. So like when you're famous or whatever, it's like everybody knows you, which is one thing. It seems like, oh, they got they can get anybody that old. She can have anybody she want, but she really can't. Like, once she can't, she not gonna date me.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? So it's like, her, like, even though she's a celebrity, like, everybody knows her, like, her dating pool is actually smaller than let's say yours or mine would be.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Because at that point, you're still looking for somebody who's still, you're in your quote unquote tax bracket.
Yeah,
right?
And then you have to think about, like, somebody like she would date like a regular guy.
Yeah.
Like me. Like, she has to worry about he could potentially try to take advantage of her.
Yeah.
Or vice versa. The same thing like a dude. Like if Future dated a waitress or some shit. Like, she could, like, fuck around. Oh, yeah. I'm gonna get it's happened before.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, I'm gonna get pregnant by him and then just and you know what I'm saying? And so it's like, you gotta, like, so like when the people be trying to give these celebrities like a hard time, but like, but who the fuck y'all want them to date then?
Yeah.
They only got but so many people they can realistically talk to.
Yep.
And honestly.
It's just I was so, like, it's because it was this guy that was on Facebook. He was just like, you always coming to her damn defense and you married, da da da. I was once single. Let's just start that off at first.
Right.
And second of all, I would never let y'all niggas tell me what my worthiness is because of who I mess with in my past.
Makes no sense.
Like, I don't, like, so if you're attaching my worthiness amongst who I done been with in my past, I don't need to talk to you. You don't, like,
I'm not even worried about what you did before me.
Yeah, that's not me.
I don't ask about no damn body count, none of that shit.
Yeah.
It's like, as long as you were safe.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I was safe. Like, that's all that should matter.
Yeah, and even if you tell me you were safe, we still gonna get tested together.
Exactly. If we gonna do this, of course.
Yeah, so it's just like, I was just so aggravated by that topic because it was just like, y'all don't never talk about Future and who he done messed with. And then,
my nephew. I don't know what the fuck he doing, but
go ahead. It was so random.
Yeah, it was.
So the it's like y'all back Boosie and y'all don't see nothing wrong with Boosie said.
Oh,
Boosie literally let a sexual predator.
I ain't even watched it because I knew it was gonna piss me off because he's fucking stupid. You fucking dumb. I ain't even watched the shit because I already knew I was gonna get pissed off.
Yeah, because what he was saying doesn't matter. You have four different baby mamas.
And he got diabetes or some shit? Fuck you. You got diabetes. Hi, hi, hi. Loser.
I don't think it's diabetes. I think it's something.
But he got diabetes. Yeah. I think he got diabetes. He got some shit.
Yeah.
I know what's his name got lupus. Trick Daddy.
But yeah, it's just like you have four different baby mamas. You have four different headaches.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Because I guarantee you they all don't, he don't get along with them.
Yeah, he probably get along with at least three of them or whatever. But I feel like
it's always going
to
be that one.
When y'all, yeah, exactly. Like, I feel like when y'all listen to these men who have y'all praise Kevin Samuels for talking to us, you know, talking to women.
Oh, is that the black dude with the glasses?
Yeah.
What the fuck is he? He's like a publicist. What does he do?
He's a relationship specialist, something.
Oh, okay. But anyway, you go ahead. Yeah. I just didn't know what the fuck he did.
Yeah, yeah. Y'all praise him for keeping it real with us and talking to us in any type of way. But it's just like, you want us, like, y'all want women to start holding ourselves accountable, but at the same time.
We all adults.
Yeah, but on the flip side of that, y'all listen to somebody who has four baby mamas.
Right.
So obviously he doesn't know what he's talking about either. Mm-hmm. He's for the streets.
Right. Exactly. Exactly.
Just like he said, Lori Harvey for the streets, he's for the streets as well.
And you know what be pissing me off about, like, these motherfuckers? It's like, y'all doing all this shit on internet. Okay, like I said, they celebrities, so their circle is already, like, small. So it's like, that shit's gonna get back to her. And if she wanted to, like, a phone call, she could get his contact information and be like, what was said? Like, she could have, like, somebody, like, so they do this shit, and it's like, but if you was in front of her, you wouldn't say that.
Yeah, and it's just
so
like...
So it's like, why do it through the guise of the internet? Because you know she's going to hear about it.
Yeah.
And Lori Harvey already don't say shit. Like, I never knew the bitch had a voice until recently.
And that's the thing. I've never seen so many grown men and women so bothered by a person who does not talk.
Yeah.
She don't say nothing to us.
Yeah.
So how are y'all so bothered?
Good, bad, or indifferent.
She doesn't say anything.
You just get pictures.
She's never confirmed. She never denied. She never say nothing to us.
Yeah.
About any of these relationships. And because it's on the internet, y'all take it and run with it, make think pieces about it and all that type of stuff.
That's why I hate the internet. I love it. I love Twitter, but I hate the internet.
I love it and hate it. Yeah. Like, all I say, sometimes it's a weird fucking relationship, but it's just like, she does not speak. Like, y'all cool with Beyonce. Beyonce never...
She don't say nothing.
She didn't say a fuck thing about
nothing.
She'll
drop an album.
And address everything and make money off of it.
Yeah.
Even when it comes to Black Lives Matter, she don't even talk. It is an iOS
press release.
Press release. It's never nothing that she's actually said verbally to us.
That's smart.
So it's just like, how do y'all, like, even if this podcast was a blow up, or if Shay Our Podcast, Clothing Line, whatever was a blow up, do y'all think I was come back and talk to y'all?
Hell no.
About anything I said in my past, because y'all done pulled up old tweets or whatever, because it's some fuck shit on us.
Oh, yeah, I know. I've thought about that before, too. Like, damn, like, because, you know, you never know what's going to, like, take off with some shit. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, damn, what if some shit blew up? Like, because it's probably some shit that I done tweeted going to get me canceled. But it's like, I don't think I would delete it. I'd be like, fuck that. I said it and I meant it.
Yeah, I'm not addressing it.
I would stand on it. I wouldn't either.
I probably won't even have, the only reason I would have any of these social media is to do what Rihanna and Beyonce do. Post shit.
Yeah.
That's about it.
Exactly.
If you like, you like. If you don't, you don't.
Yeah,
that's it. I'm not tweeting y'all. Fuck y'all.
Yeah.
I'm not addressing shit. Nope. I'm not talking to y'all. Because most of the time when celebrities address shit, it's always a negative stuff. So why would I even do that?
That's the thing. That's what all these people say is like they always say, like, don't read the comments or don't search your this is what these, like, celebrities and shit say, like, or like people that's like got a big following. It's like, don't Google your name. Don't read the comments, because you'll have like. You have 1,000 comments like, oh, you doing your thing, you killing it, that's what's up, da 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 da. And then it's like that one be like, oh, like, fuck you or whatever, like, just be, and it'll just bother you. Like, it's so, like, so there's this dude on Instagram, he's a jeweler in New York City, he work in the Diamond District. Mm-hmm. Kobe showed me his Instagram account. Mm-hmm. His name is called Trax NYC, but he's so funny though, like, he be like dropping like gems, like, he'll have like an IG TV, it'd be like 15 minutes long, he'd be talking shit. So he's like, okay, it's a pandemic. I'm trying to help business owners, right? Mm-hmm. So, you know, everybody got like their face masks or whatever. Like, you know, some of them might have like a Louis Vuitton print. It's not really Louis Vuitton, but it's like, it got like a little monogram, but nobody cares. Like, it's just a mask.
Right.
So he was promoting somebody local business. Like, they sent him some masks. He was like, okay, anybody like that wants a mask, if you come to my store, I'll give you a free one. You can try it out if you like it. Da 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 da. So he posted a video on his Instagram because he got like a big following on his Instagram or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So people was in the comments talking shit about it, like, oh, fake ass masks. This, why you selling, trying to sell fake masks, this and that. Mm-hmm. But this dude, he's so funny. So he was like, okay, so this is what I did. So he went through all the comments. Everybody that left a positive comment, he like wrote their name down and like followed them and shit. And everybody that like, in Andre, I say he's a jeweler. Mm-hmm. So This motherfucker went through everybody's positive comment, wrote their names down, made mm-hmm. he made a list. Mm-hmm. He got their addresses and he said, okay, for all these people that left that didn't show no that show love and didn't hate, mm-hmm. I'm sending you a free ounce of silver in the mail. Like of like a silver, like a chunk of silver, like pure silver. He said, I'm mm-hmm. and he said, I'm doing this just to show you like when you put out positivity, positivity comes back to you type mm-hmm. shit. And all you motherfuckers that want to be hating, he's like, hey, that's fine. Hey, you don't gotta like it, but you know what? But fuck you. You're not getting yeah. no silver now. Like,
yeah.
fuck you.
Yeah.
And so like, I'm like,
so that, now you out of ounce of silver because you just mind your fucking business.
Exactly.
Basically, essentially, that's all really it is.
And it just shows it's like that's what happens. Like, and I, but I like how that dude did it because he did like the reverse. Instead of like letting that negative comment like fuck his day up, he said, okay.
Not even, now I'm shit on you. Like, even the negative okay. comments, like sometimes probably don't even fuck their day up. It's just the silver fact that y'all even respond to it, like when.
But that's why people do that. That's why they say outlandish shit on Twitter because they want a response. Oh,
yeah.
Like, they'll be like, as soon as you reply to them, like, oh, I love your music. I just want to see yeah. you gonna say something to me.
Yeah. Like, even when young, like, JT been responding to people about Lil Uzi. If that's in it.
Oh, yeah, she stay responding to people, though.
Side note. I don't mind her dating Lil Uzi.
I thought they was done.
I don't. No, I think they still.
Oh, it's one of them situations. You know, yeah. you know what it is.
On and off, whatever. Yeah. I don't mind that. It's just, how you gonna tell me the fuck these niggas get their money and you with Lil Uzi? Like, that's taking you all up and do that, like, oh, and your feelings about
that's
it.
What,
like,
that's what women be doing.
Like, you know what I mean?
Just like the shit I told you the other day or whatever. It's yeah. like, and you was like, don't do it because it's you're gonna be right back with them or whatever.
Yeah, like,
I was like,
yeah.
And then later that night, he was back over there. So it's like,
cut the mic. Yeah, this is schoolyard bullshit.
That's what I'm saying.
Be back next week.
No, like that. But I don't know why women do that. It'd be so like last night, I was on Twitter and I was like, women are the most intriguing beings on this planet to me because I'll sit back and watch.
But it's like post the fool, but don't post the nigga. Ma'am, y'all on here subtweeting each other like what are we talking about? Like, I love my man. Like what, ma'am? Y'all ass gonna be out here single following behind them city girls.
Right, exactly. Like,
and man decided now she with a party. Y'all better get y'all man to sit down somewhere.
That shit is so funny to me, cause like just how everybody be like niggas will listen to like a rap song and they'll like try to move like that, like, oh yeah, fuck these hoes, this and that. And it'd be so funny, like, you never really see the inverse until recently. Like, now women are, like, doing that, like, with the city girl shit, mm-hmm. which is fine. Like, I want girls, like, go mm-hmm. out and have fun. Like, I love mm-hmm. it, you know what mm-hmm. I'm saying? But it's just so funny now. It's like, now they have their thing to be like, oh, yeah, mm-hmm. fuck these niggas, this mm-hmm. and that. I don't know, it's just interesting, but yeah.
But even when the guy that be like, fuck these hoes and all that type of stuff, they be all married.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, whole girlfriends and everything.
Yeah, getting their head real that night.
sitting up, she brushing his waves for him and shit. God damn, that's funny as fuck. These motherfuckers mm-hmm. here.
All right.
God damn. What time is it? Okay, 1:12. Cool. Well, shit, we about just about an hour anyway.
Oh, I didn't really realize
it. Oh, yeah, that's the minutes right there.
Yeah, they know that.
Well, yeah, so, cool. But, so now I'm gonna give you, it's time for the Urban Dictionary word of the week.
Let's go.
And I think this will be perfect for you.
I was about to say, what I'm supposed to do with it?
I'm going
to
just say it, and I'm going to see what you, if you you tell me what you think it means, and I'm going to tell you the definition.
Okay. All right.
So,
let's go.
Bacon cakes. What you think that mean?
Having a baby.
Like, oh, shit.
Trying to make a baby.
Oh, shit, you got it. It's like making babies, getting your grind on without a Jimmy hat. Bitch, what? And then the definition is, bitch, what you doing? You and dude over the baking cakes.
I think that's right.
That's so funny. Okay. I didn't think he was going to be able to get it, but I thought it was appropriate because I know y'all might have another kid.
So basically, because I guess I was on TikTok this early. Okay, side note. I know I'm not supposed to be on TikTok on a certain date.
I mean, as long as you ain't on there making fucking videos and shit.
I made one video.
Like of dancing?
Oh, no.
No, that's what I mean. Like the little like, all them crazy dances.
I can't do it. My shoulders don't and knees don't work no more like that.
They crack when you stand up now.
Hello. But he was like, he was cleaning up the house because he want to clap some cheeks later. So basically, I don't know. I was like, baking cake. I'm like, that got to be, you know, in the same range. So that's so funny. How I even thought about it.
That's funny.
That was good. I like that game. I can't wait to play again. That was fun.
So yeah. So any last word? Oh, tell people where they can follow you and all that good stuff.
Oh man, all my IG and stuff isn't the same.
Yeah, I need to, but Twitter won't let me. I don't want to change my Twitter name, but it won't let me. The one I want to change it to is too long.
Yeah. So basically on Instagram, you can follow me at Ashtober5. That's ASHTOBER5. And on Twitter, you can follow me at Headley Lady. No, at Lady5Headley. And let me
explain. Why you got the five in there?
Listen, because first of all, that was already taken.
Oh, really?
And yes. And the reason why I have these different IG names, don't let y'all coworkers follow y'all because they snitches. They snitches. Coworkers be snitches. So don't let them.
Yeah.
Don't people follow you. Like, I know they want to know what the fuck you doing. They ain't like fucking business.
Right.
What you doing. So that's why I got all these different names. But anyway, but yes, that's what you can follow me at on IG and on Twitter.
Cool. Yeah, I'm going to tag you when I post it and everything anyway. But
yay.
But yeah, it's been fun. So this has been another episode of Schoolyard Bullshit with Dr. Golden Child and Asha. We'll be back.